What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 AM. So I just literally poured this into my mug. But this is, and don't judge me, Liquid Death Blueberry Buzzsaw. Flavored tea agave with vitamins.
Okay.
So I tasted it. It's pretty good.
Okay. And by the way, we don't make money off this, guys. We're just talking like guys. It's just, here's a product that we've received.
I mean, Ash, if you want to call Liquid Death, I'm all for it. But look, I'm just saying, like, I would have never guessed because I thought this was some kind of hardcore alcohol in a can.
The first time I saw the same thing, I saw it. I was at a race and I saw somebody. I'm like, what is this? I go, it's the stupidest name for something that's actually healthy and good for you. But that's what they wanted. The CEO, by the way, Mike Cesario, said they wanted to do something that was counterintuitive. I just looked it up. But it's kind of like that in Body Armor. I think Body Armor is the stupidest name for a beverage ever. And that's doing pretty well for itself.
And I know, Garrett, you want to add something to this, but I just, it's pretty good. And I don't know how many of you guys have tried it, but I think now Kroger, Publix, they carry it like in, you know, like you can buy it with, you know, six pack or whatever, but it's only 20 calories. So I'm like, hey, that's not bad. But it's water, like infused and flavored water.
Based on this article I'm reading from Wall Street Journal, you are probably the oldest person drinking Liquid Death.
Why is that?
No, because it's aimed at 18 to 34.
Oh, really?
So, but you're keeping with the kids. You're hip.
Well,
And you're not trying too hard. You just like it generally. You genuinely like it.
Look, I would assume
it's viability that you got right there,
Mr. Couple that we saw drinking this, because Michelle and I were like, what is that? My guess is they may have been late 30s with two kids. I would guess, you know, maybe early 40s. But that makes sense. What you got, Garrett?
No, it's all 20s and 30s who drink it generally. It's aimed at millennials. I drink it all the time. I love it. But the whole point is it's death to plastic. And that's really what it's supposed to be. That's why it's in a can. It's in
something easier to recycle.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And they had big old, like the big cans. You seen the big cans?
Oh no, they're huge.
They're huge cans.
It's like what you find at a sporting event or something.
Yes.
It's like a Bud Light, except it's just all sparkling water.
That's the thing. If I drink it, I would probably spit it out. And go, this is water. You're expecting it to be something else the way it's marketed.
Well, and you guys know now everybody's doing these canned drinks with like 9-12% alcohol in them, right? I mean, they're all over the breweries. Everybody's doing this stuff. So, anyways, that's my experience with Liquid Death today, and I had Blueberry Buzzsaw. Don't judge me. All right, Mike, let's talk about our general manager, Alex Anthopoulos. Our buddy Buster Only put out a nice piece talking about front office executives that he thinks are under the most pressure. He did not include Alex Anthopoulos, and I'm a little bit surprised about this. Now, he talked about the Phillies, Dave Dombrowski, who's their president of basketball or president of baseball ops, should I say, who's made a lot of deals over the years, but talking about the Phillies, hey, they've got some nice pieces, but they're not complete. He may want to do something. He talks about the Cubs as well as they're playing. He puts some feelers out there about the Orioles. No mention of AA. And here's where I'm going with this, guys. We're not a perfect team either. And Alex Anthopoulos has said, not only on our show, to a lot of people, we're built to win right now. Well, if you're built to win right now, then you have to have some of this pressure, Mike, to consider, hey, you're under some pressure to make some moves. Right. As we cannot stay pat for the trade deadline.
No, no. But again, the pressure, where does pressure come from? Does the pressure come from above? Certainly not from the management. The guys from Liberty Media are the largest shareholders of the way the Braves were spun off. So I think I've always felt they kind of work on a budget. And as long as the fans show up, so be it. Do the fans demand more? Well, the fans aren't going to stop showing up. So I don't think there's as much pressure for Alex as there is in other markets where, for instance, the Red Sox, they're ready to run that guy out of town.
They are. They are. Especially after the Devers trade. Look, I don't know, Mike, and I know we go back and forth on this about the folks that he answers to, and we're talking about Alex Anthopoulos, and the executives that eventually he has to pick up the phone and say, hey, this is what's going on, this is what we're doing, or whatever the case may be. You are under the impression that those people, not that they don't want to win, but they don't put that kind of pressure on Alex, even though they've allowed him to lock up all these guys in long-term contracts and go out. And listen, there's a lot of risk-reward that has happened on this team. There just is, right? He goes and trades for Ozuna. At the time, everybody's like, okay, he's been a pretty good player, but he hadn't been great. He's been great here. Yeah. The Chris Sale deal was a steal. He stole them from the Red Sox in a way that the Red Sox probably don't want to even do business with us anymore. I just feel like I don't know what that relationship is, but I know that you said you don't feel like they're coming down on him like that.
Yeah, if you've got a mandate, for instance, if you're a Mets general manager and you're a billionaire Wall Street guy, there's pressure there because you're expecting, like he's got the biggest payroll up there with the Dodgers. He expects you to, to produce championships. The Braves management, guys, just my spotty sense, you want to debate me on it, knock yourself out. They don't give him the money to expect the results. They give money. They moved up the payroll, but you're not up there with the Phillies. You're not up there with the team that you should be, in my mind. So I don't think, just my two cents, I don't think Alex has that level of pressure other than from the fan base. Because I always tell the fan base, don't get on Alex, man. This is not his fault. He just doesn't get that loot. He doesn't get the blank checks other general managers get.
New York, obviously. L.A., all the teams that are loaded, and right. To Mike's point.
Philly.
Maybe there is more there, but I just thought it was a little bit weird that you go, hey, Braves are going to be really good. And again, we've kind of lost sight of that because of the way the season has gone. But everybody, including Buster Olney, was talking about us before the season started and how good this team should be and what the expectations were. And now it comes to, with the deadline approaching in a month or so, I don't think there's any pressure on the general manager. How?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Yeah, it's all relative. I mean, it gets us. You and I had that great debate with the audience a few days back about, why are Braves fans, less likely to pull their hair out? That if you may, not that
do you
I
think we don't ca- they don't no. care as much.
No, I don't. I just I think they just take I guess, how do I describe this without insulting some of our Braves fans that are listening right now? That they just don't demand the excellence or demand the results that other fans do in other cities.
It's a good way to put it.
And I think that they were not cowed, but the 14 years is great. But who gives a crap if you don't win the World Series? I go back to the Moneyball quote from Billy Bean. Unless you win the last game of the year, who cares? And that team was loaded. Look, guys, the Bobby Cox debate. Give me three of the best pitchers of the generation. See if I can win more than one World Series. So, but the Braves fans just kind of, geez whiz, five-game series. You've run into a good pitcher in the breaks. I just feel that it's just this, I don't know, a very, very laid-back, not demanding more out of their team than maybe Falcon fans do. Are Hawks fans at the point now where they just don't give a crap anymore? I think Hawks fans want to see this team spend some money.
I do, too.
And will be frustrated this year if they don't.
I do, too. And I also think Hawks fans and Falcon fans are in a very similar place. There's a lot of frustration. Braves have at least won it.
Right.
Braves have been relevant
for
a long time.
And there's a level of success. That's the thing. Some guys, Braves fans, the argument, well, are you telling me, Mike, you'd rather be a Marlins fan for 10-year stretch? And then you have two. Well, last time I did the math, two is more than one. So, if you've got two World Series, that is more than the one, the Braves. So that's, yes, I know I'm being a wise ass here. I just wish that some Braves fans were just a little more, passionate about things. For instance, we get into these conversations. Like, once you get a player, you can't trade him. Oh, you can't trade Sean Murphy. Mm. Remember that conversation? Was it Vaughn Grissom? Can't trade Vaughn Grissom.
Oh, yeah.
Can't do that. Why? But who? Where? When? You've got to try and you've got to risk.
And he did. And he has.
And you have. And Alex, that's why I say, the only limitations that Alex has, why do you think Alex has to go and find a Chris Sale and pull that deal? Not knowing, because no one in baseball knew that Chris Sale was going to come back and be, an MVP caliber, Cy Young Award winner. But Alex rolled the dice on it because he can't go and sign Max Fried. They won't give him the money to do that, and that's also kind of his philosophy. He can't go sign a Garrett Cole or any of the older veteran pitchers the way the Yankees could. Things like that can't happen here.
Is it that it can't happen or that he doesn't do it?
I think it's a combination of knowing that he's got limitations with money. That's become his philosophy.
Okay, because, see, I think it's the opposite. I think he doesn't sign old guys to long-term deals, and I actually like that. I actually think that's smart. I mean, for me, and when I covered baseball, Mike, my thing was, like, I'd always be amazed at, oh, we're going to be, you know, he'll be here for 9 years. And I always tell you guys, that's a long time.
Right.
Dude, that's a marriage. You better hope it all goes right. And it usually does the first 3-4 years. When you get to year 6, 7, 8, 9, some of these deals, Mike, 13 years. I don't foresee the Braves doing that with anybody. Right. And I'm okay with it because that's such a long period of time. And usually when those guys get those deals include no trades.
But that goes back to, you know, there was some frontline pitching when Chris was producing our show before Day-Day came in. We went to a list of like 10 guys that you could have got, and some of these guys have panned out and some haven't. But it just, that is one thing. That's why when Max Fried's contract was coming up, we didn't even really get into it. So we just assumed he's gone because of the way things have been run as far as the pitching. Now, the position players that you locked up, you know, did Alex blow it by giving Money Harris a guaranteed deal? I mean, I don't know.
Mike, we said this. It's Dukes and Bill, by the way, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our buddy Buster Only was just saying, hey, there are a bunch of front office execs that are under pressure, not including our Braves and our general manager. I just feel differently about that. If you're built to win, right, there has to be pressure on you to deliver. If we were not any good, if we were, oh, I don't know, the Rockies, then I'd feel completely different about where Alex is in this front office. He has to continue to try to get us better, and therein lies the pressure. But we're talking about that. But we were talking about the situation just the other day when it comes to our Braves, and it just gets back to everything's got to be on the table. When you're evaluating all these guys, when the season is over, or even as we approach the trade deadline, and by the way, I don't think we're trading anybody because they're built to win. When you say that, I think you're reluctant to trade anybody. When you tell me we're supposed to be winning right now, why the hell would you go trade a Riley or a Ozuna, any of these pieces that we've talked about? And right, by the way, that Riley wouldn't be traded. I'm just simply saying that is a guy that everybody's got to be on the table when look at this.
And I get it. Drake Baldwin has cooled off. We talked about it yesterday. He batted over like 400 and he's now at 167 for this month. But you see the skills. And you know that just like Austin Riley would do the same thing.
Yeah.
His rookie in his second year, I've just felt that Murphy doesn't hit enough for me to, and the defense isn't all that great to begin with. I mean, I'll debate that with anybody.
Overrated?
Those games in San Francisco, you can ole all the stuff you want. You tell me you're the best defensive catcher. You know, I don't buy it. I think Drake Ball can do the same thing, you know, and hit better on average. So I would be willing to move Murphy just because it creates more, you know, not cap space, but salary room. And you could perhaps restock your team, maybe get some bullpen pieces. I know it's going to be bizarre world to try to see a team that has the stuff you want that also needs a catcher. Right? You guys want to look that up, knock yourself out. But we did also find out, and we had a report, and again, we did say don't quote us. We just saw it was out there from some Stripers-related website, not an official website, that put it out there that the Braves were talking when Alex talked to the Red Sox. Allegedly, it was going to be Murphy, it was going to be Ozuna, and two pitching prospects for Devers. AA goes on a radio interview on WCNN and says that's not even close. Never even happened.
I told you the other day, when you start talking about specifics,
yeah,
that's some pretty detailed information.
As we said, we basically told you this was from somebody's mom's basement.com, yeah. But because everyone saw it and was asking us about it, we did not ignore it, but we said take it with a grain of
absolutely
salt. And now, you know, it's
and silly. Again, he said what? If they called, great. They should be calling these
teams. And he did talk,
teams.
But that was never any part of the offer.
No. And I think that's where I'm always leery. It gets tough over the years, man, when you start getting these stories. Because guys go, oh, this person was available. And you go, for sure. Who knows that? There's usually only three people who know that, Mike. The GM's involved and the agent. That's it. The player, in most cases, doesn't even know until the agent calls him and says, hey, by the way, they've been talking about moving you. 404-726-0929. That's our number. You guys can tell us, do you think there's any additional pressure on Alex to make any moves by the trade deadline? We got a good win last night. But, guys, unfortunately, the realistic part of this is, Mike, we could be 3 more weeks down the road and still be in the same spot. We could be 10 games out. 3 weeks from now, we could win a few, lose a few, win a few, lose a few. And all of a sudden now, we're in mid-July, and we're in this same spot. And you guys are going to tell us on this show, you're going to call Dukes and Bell and go, yeah, fellas, I don't think Alex should do anything. Yeah, come on. That's what you're going
to
do?
Right. But right now, the first step is to bite into this lead, is to dig in, get closer in the wild card. So now it's viable.
It is.
Because, again, we've been buyers at the trade deadline for 7 years now. You know, and we're not going to be, to Carl's point, sellers if that can happen. Right now, 6.5 in the wild card. The Phillies lost last night. So Phillies and Mets lose. So it's great for the Braves.
It is.
And now with Chris Sale and the Mets, let's be honest now, maybe a little wobble, you know, with a guy with an ERA over 6 going up against Chris Sale. Advantage Braves tonight. Go get it.
They're all big now.
Right on, Skipper.
We created that.
Catch them at the right time. Hey, hit us up. Follow us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes and the radio show Dukes and Bell 929. That's just interesting stuff, man. And look, if you feel like Mike and you say, look, yeah, I mean, I care, but I don't care that much, then what are we doing? Like, seriously. If you're one of those fans, and I don't know if you are, like, oh, I care, but I don't care that much, we should be caring like crazy that our team is the best it could potentially be every single year. We are already ready to run Terry Fontenot out of here, and the season hadn't even started yet. Every year.
Well, you got, again, in the NFL, 7 years is an eternity. We'll be on our 8th season. His 4 under his stewardship as a general manager.
Correct.
So you've got to produce. You know, it's let's be honest, you know the old Jerry Glanville, NFL, not for long if you keep this up. But with the Braves, I just think the fan base is a different mindset. You know, I got Braves fans that are arguing about exit velocity. And I'm like, well, I don't care. I mean, great. I mean,
what is that, by the way? I mean, off the bat. Yeah. Off the
who
bat.
Who freaking cares? But if you hit it directly at someone, you're not helping me. Yeah. You know, I mean, there are more than one ways to skin a cat or have it at bat. You know, but well, this the way people locked in on this crap just drives me bananas.
Mike, here's the thing about that, and I told you.
I don't know, maybe more Braves fans are nerdier than the other sports teams in this town. I don't know. Maybe that's a small portion of it.
I've always said, and look, Chipper Jones never talked about exit velocity when he was.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Playing. Because he didn't care. It was, I'm going to hit the ball where they are not, and I'm going to get a base hit. It's simple. And look, you can hit a ball as hard as you want. If it's a line drive and it's an out, it's still an out. It doesn't matter. But I know you got deep into that conversation with nerds right. A few weeks ago that just wouldn't go away. I mean, every time I looked up, there was somebody else coming at you.
I mean, to me, the essence of competition and why you root as a fan, why whether you go to one game or you have season tickets, why you wear the hat, you buy the shirt, is because you're passionate about it. And if your team isn't trying to do everything in their power to win a championship, why should you care? That's it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.